So you had a really tough day at the office, huh? So you come home, you make some dinner, beat your kids, cat, wife, kids, can't live with them, and you play some League. Maybe pop in a DVD and have a drink. Sounds fun, right? Wrong. Playing League while angry? There's no excuse. When you've got other stuff in your life going on, do yourself a favor. Don't play solo queue. No, but seriously, if you can't leave it at the door, do not play anymore. Because when you play this game with like pre-existing stress that you can't handle, you become toxic. And see, when you're toxic, you make other people toxic. Let me explain. I will now explain. See, you might be upset because you just broke up with your girlfriend, Nikki, with an I. So then you auto-lock mid lane, even though the pick above you said he was going mid. But little did you know, that his girlfriend just broke up with him, Cindy, with a 6. So now he's just not having it. And even though there's someone nice enough to mediate, you two are way too angry at each other to play a good game. And then when the match starts, every little mistake you make, pounce on each other for it. Telling all your drama to all chat.
Report him! He did this!
Report him first! Like they give a fuck. And a game that could have been won was completely lost. All because of that bitch Nikki with an I. Cause here's the misconception. Ranked Q's intended purpose is not for stress relief. But I read that video games were great stress relievers. Listen again, you moron. They are directly implanted in the game for competitive use. If you want to play for fun, you can go play one of the great other modes like ARAM, Twisted Tree Line, Dominion. But in ranked, we're trying to emulate professional gamers. We are all clear of mind, we're all ready to play, and we don't care about things in your life that this game is not gonna change. I think that's a troll's excuse. Ever play a ranked game and see someone say, "Wow, you guys are such tryhards." Yes, we're trying hard. We are in ranked. We're trying to get good. Of course we're trying hard. What? Or the people that feed and are like, "Oh, well, I'm just trolling. I don't care." No, you care. You care. You're just bad. You're just really bad. And you're using trolling as an excuse to try to save face. But I know it's because you're just awful. And you don't want to admit it because maybe there's something going on in your life. But you know what? Like, for real, listen. You know, my email's in the description. If you've got something going on in your life and you need someone to talk to, then find you some Jesus, because I ain't got time for that shit, okay? Ain't nobody got time to deal with Nikki with an I. And League's not gonna help you either, because you can rage as much as you want. She's not coming back. You can troll and feed all you want, but you still didn't get that job. Auto-lock random to your heart's content. It ain't gonna unrape you. Oh my God, I need some Jesus. We all have problems. Every single one of us. Look at me. I'm the walking definition of a problem. I'm a walking fucking train wreck. I'm still fat. I'm single. Nobody actually wants to date me because I'm the kind of guy that'll call you and you'll be like, "Where'd you get this number?" Yeah, that guy. I'm him. Me. My breasts are bigger than probably every girl watching this. Yeah, that's right. Both of you. So summoners, I'll give you this gift. Whenever you've got something bad going on in your life, use me as your comparison. Man, I had a rough day today, but I'm nothing like Sky. Woo! All right, great. Let's queue up. See? That simple. Now go out there and be somebody.